you for tuning in to Talk That Talk with Nisha and Bree. I'm Brittany Breon here with Nisha Lachey.
Hey.
And this is episode 29.
Yes. Right?
So this episode is our Black Lives Matter episode, right? Mm-hmm. So we just gonna jump right into it, okay?
Yeah.
So you all seen what's been going on with the media and everything that's been happening in the world at this point. With just, you know, police brutality, racism, like, it's out there, like, just boom in our faces at this point. So, we just gonna, I guess, to start from the beginning and just work our way down.
Okay.
So, one of the first things that I wanted to kind of touch on was Juneteenth, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So, me and my kids, we had shirts made for Juneteenth, and we celebrated by cooking, we watched movies, we, you know, even went over some Black history facts,
yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like, I really wanted them to feel like this is a holiday, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I haven't celebrated previous years. I didn't even know anything about the holiday,
right.
I'm gonna be honest.
Right.
Like, I knew that, you know, Black people wasn't free for the 4th of July. I knew that. But I didn't know that Juneteenth was even a thing, you know? So, I don't know. Did you know about it?
I didn't know about it till I moved to Texas. When I moved to Texas, they really, you know, celebrate, have like a big thing every year where people go and celebrate. So, that's when I was like, oh, what's Juneteenth? But like you said, even still, when I heard about it, because I've been here 5 years, I didn't get into celebrating it, you know, until this year. I was like, okay, you know what? And it's not, this is the thing, because like on social media, people making it seem like, oh, you jumping on the bandwagon.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it's not that. To me, it's me educating myself and saying, okay, I do need to be more mindful on educating my children on their history. So
yep.
For all of those that just started, you know, celebrating it this year or acknowledging it this year, that doesn't mean like, oh, you know, you jumping on a bandwagon or you doing it because it means that we are trying to do better.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
So, for me, I did also do the same thing this year, just took the time to tell my kids what it was and also making sure that I understood what it was. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, we do have this platform where we can kind of talk about some, you know, important things. And like, I don't want to get up here just being like Juneteenth. I heard somebody like, yeah, Juneteenth, you can have your watermelon. It's not about that. You know what I'm saying? It's really, to me, it's really been a movement for people, for our people
Absolutely.
To kind of come together and really think about our history and celebrate that history. But at the same time, figure out how can we not make sure we don't repeat some of those things. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Absolutely. And I didn't understand where the negativity was coming from.
Yeah.
Because like I said, all through my timeline, even when me and the kids, you know, went out that day, everybody was like, oh, I love your shirts. And, you know, like, it was a
big
thing.
They were cute, too. They
was
cute.
Thank you. Shout out to Chris Johnson.
We have to throw a picture up real quick so they can see them shirts. It was cute.
Yes, those shirts. You see the shirts? Yes. But, anywho, you know, it just was like, I was so surprised with the negativity that I was seeing on my timeline about, oh, you do know that y'all still gonna celebrate the 4th of July and you know this don't mean anything. And you know what, that just kind of gets me to thinking, is that why us Black people are so far behind? Because it's like, we can't really ever come together.
Mm-hmm.
It's always gotta be. So how the fuck did you find negativity in that?
Exactly.
Of everybody celebrating a holiday about us.
Right.
How did you find negativity in it?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so,
I was gonna say to all the people, like, I did see a lot of people like, y'all still gonna celebrate the 4th? Y'all gonna listen.
Mm-hmm.
For my family, we've chosen not to this year. For that reason, but also because of COVID. At the same time though, let's be more focused with ourselves and let's let ourselves make a difference. Me choosing or not choosing to celebrate 4th of July does not affect what you're doing in your household.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So like, let's not find a reason to get into it over what? Over somebody else's belief or what somebody else chooses to do. Like you said, y'all finding a reason to be mad.
Yeah. You're finding a reason to get upset and it's like, how? Like, how are you mad about this?
Yeah.
You know? So, that was one of the biggest things that I think we should have touched. Another thing I feel like we should talk about is COVID. Like you said, COVID is the reason why you're not going to be celebrating the 4th of July. Okay. You know, we had our event planned and we kind of got above, like, well, we kind of got in front of COVID with our event.
We did.
And we was like, you know what? Mm-hmm. Let's go ahead and shut it down because we don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Did you expect this?
Girl, I honestly, I knew it was serious from the beginning. I knew it was serious, but I did think it was something that we could get in front of as a country. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Right. I thought it was something like, okay, they can contain this. And we probably could have contained this. I mean, I can't go back to what, you know, whatever. I'm not going to get into politics or nothing like that.
Right.
But I do feel like I thought it was something that we could flatten the curve and get to a point where by June or July, we're recovering.
Good.
You know what I'm saying? I definitely didn't expect this to be something that's ongoing and may go on until next year. Through next year.
Yeah. I don't, like, for me, like, a loved one of mine has recently been diagnosed with it. So I will just let y'all know, like, it's real. I know people be saying, like, oh, we see if it'll be outside. That's fine. I'm not judging you. Do your thing. But it's definitely real.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I know for me and my kids, we are definitely still sheltering in place. Like, we're not going anywhere unless it's essential runs. I'm not hanging out. You know, at first I thought I was going to be like, okay, like you say, around this time, okay, maybe we can go out. Nah, I'm not going out. I just don't feel comfortable. You know, when we go out, we wear our masks. You know, if we are around family, we not all up on them and it's not a whole bunch of people in one place.
Right.
And I'm still not really comfortable even with like going out on dates. I'm not comfortable with that right now.
Yeah.
Because I'm just like, I don't know who you've been around. You know.
Yeah. So how is St. Louis as a whole? Are they still quarantining or do they have any stay at home orders or is it kind of like everything's back open?
Pretty much everything's open here. I know that it's still limitations on how long everything is open as far as like, times and stuff. But pretty much everything has opened back up. I know the clubs are open. The bars and everything are opening. I think the parks, some of the parks did close. So the parks are now open and stuff. So, can you see me? But yeah. Oops. All right, y'all. Anywho. So I'm pretty sure everything is just kind of opening up here. It's just I'm not taking advantage of anything. Okay.
Yeah.
Essential runs only.
So. Yeah. For you know, Texas opened up really, really fast. Like they were open too fast, I would say. But everything was open. I think some were up to 75%, you know, occupancy or what have you. But we are starting to close some things back down. Like they decided to close the bars down. I think today they told healthcare systems to stop doing elective surgeries because our cases are going up, you know, really quickly. And like you said, it is real. I have, you know, coworkers that have family members that are sick. That some are in the hospital, you know, so it is something that's real. And I think until for those people that don't believe it, until it gets a little closer to home, they're just not going to. And, you know, there's so much hate that's going on social media right now. People arguing, of course, about the protests, people arguing about COVID or whether or not you should go out or should you wear a mask and trying to tell people they need to stay home. And like I said, again, this is one of those things where we're going to have to spread some love. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Like, we're going to have to stop tearing each other down and try to come together because this is one of those things we're going to have to fight together.
Absolutely. And I just feel like everybody is going. If this is not the year that's testing your mental health,
girl.
I know for me personally, I have to take some days where I'm like, let me just shut the fuck down. Like, everything has to cease just so I can have my peace of mind because there's so much going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, and if, you know, you all are not aware of, you know, just taking time for yourself, this is the time to do that.
Yeah.
This is the time to do that. People have lost jobs. family members at this point. And then, you know, like I said, the racial tension that's going on. Whew, it's a lot.
So. I saw a meme that said, I am not the same person I was in January 2020. And it's like, I'm not, because girl, I was saying like, this is going to be my golden year. You know, I was 30 this year. I didn't even get to celebrate my birthday.
Right.
You know? Family members being sick, and you know, even outside of COVID, we have other family members being sick, and you know, people losing their jobs, and it's just so much going on. It's really gonna require us to be as strong as we can, and it's pulling everything out of us. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Even those that are not personally affected by this, you affected in some kind of way. Whether that's, you know, you ready to get out the house, or you know, you someone that suffers from depression and you by yourself, and you know, I just, it's really hard. And the one thing that I want to say, like, people, we don't have to suffer alone. So if there's anybody out there that is suffering and wants somebody to talk to, like, reach out to your friends, your loved ones, your family, whoever it is. You don't have to suffer by yourself. A lot of times people get caught up in, you know, not wanting to look weak or soft or whatever it is. But during this time, I do feel like we all need to lean on each other.
And then, I agree with that. Also, I feel like at this time, it's not the time to try to project, you know, that woe is me, or try to play the blame game, because just as much as you're going through something, that friend may be going through something. So you reaching out to your friend, they may need it to talk to you as well, or need it to vent as well.
Right.
But I see that as well, you know, people, well, we ain't gonna get into all that, but what we gonna say is, just know, just because you going through something, somebody else may be going through something too. So let's just try to be kind and not take stuff so personal, okay?
Yes. And when we're talking about being kind, let's talk about the protesting.
Yes.
And, of course, Black Lives Matter and George Floyd, because I think that that's something that what's happening needed to happen. Let me say that first of all. And I'm not talking about what happened to George Floyd, because no, that didn't need to happen.
Right.
But our reaction, the outrage, the, you know, people want to disagree with the looting. And again, I don't get into like what you feel, what I feel, it doesn't matter. But there needed to be light shed on these situations. Yep. And if we are at a point where we like, we're not taking this no more, then that's where we at. You know what I'm saying? And like, one thing I will say about the organization I work for, because it's a very diverse organization, our leadership, you know, they stepped in and they were like, hey, you know, this isn't okay. We stand with y'all. So that made me feel good to know that there are people that are not Black people, or, you know, that definitely stand with us and agree that, you know, this is unacceptable.
And I don't know, like, out of my 30 years of living, I have never seen all these big corporations stand with us and just like Black Lives Matter. Like, I really feel like the noise that we are making, like, we ain't dealing with this shit no more, is definitely, we're being heard. Have you ever seen that word? Target, Massage Luxe, Walmart. I can't think of anything else right now, but it's just like all these big corporations are like saying stuff, or saying, or speaking out. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Back, and like, they going crazy. You know, they speaking up like, we feel
we get it. Exactly. So I definitely appreciate that. Another thing that I kind of wanted to talk about, I don't know how you're doing with your son, but school, like, if school opens in the fall, are you sending your child to school, or what's going on with that?
We're definitely not. We're doing homeschool. His school district, which I love the school district, you know, it's diverse. I love it. So they're giving them the option to do homeschooling. They're going to, you know, provide them with the computers. And they was even like, hey, if you don't have Wi-Fi, we'll help you with the Wi-Fi, which I think is dope.
That's nice.
So, you know, like, I really feel like the homeschool is going to be better for us. Just for me personally to have that peace of mind, and for my son as well.
So
we definitely going to do the homeschool route for this upcoming school year. What about y'all?
They did send us an email, our school district, that there's going to be virtual options next year for the school year. That's the way we're going to go. I will say that, like, my youngest son, he's in kindergarten. And He didn't go to preschool. You know, he always stayed home with family. We really needed this academic year.
Yeah.
Because it was cut short. I had to, and my husband, we had to really, like, dig deep to be able to teach him some of those things. Like, when it comes to reading, I'm even outside of that, I'm still reading with him every day.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm still, like, really going over these things with him so to make sure that he's ready for next school year.
Right.
Because that year was cut short. Yeah. But at the same time, just thinking, okay, we're getting ready to go into first grade now. So there's going to be some new concepts that I'm going to have to really dig deep and bring out my inner teacher to make sure that he's, you know, getting this. My oldest son, you know, he's going to sixth grade. He's able to kind of work more independently.
Right.
But my youngest son definitely, you know, is we have to be very, very hands-on in making sure he not just, you know, because I don't want people to say, like, okay, I'm going to homeschool my kid, but your kid don't learn nothing.
Exactly.
Like, I definitely want him to still get something out of this. And, you know, not fall behind.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's, I'm sure, is another stressor that people are dealing with as well, having to, like, take that role of being a teacher and working from home.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it is a lot that is going on. What I would say, you know, y'all, just be kind. Like, it's so much fucking anger that people are, and it's just like, and I get it. Like, I'm not saying, like, oh, why y'all mad? I get it. Look, some days I wake up, I'm mad too. I ain't feeling it that day.
Yeah.
You know, so I get it, but it's like, I do, I really, really do try to be cautious of that, and I try to say, you know what, it's somebody that gotta work. You know what I mean?
Even
everybody is going through something.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you gotta know that it's always somebody's praying for your bad day, somebody's praying for that, and that's their good day.
Right.
You know what I mean? You gotta have that in your mind. And I feel like if you keep thinking like that and keep thinking positive, I feel like we'll all get through it. We'll all get through it.
Yeah, and let me ask you, because you say positive, and I agree with that. Is there anything that you can think of from yourself personally, something positive that's come out of, let's say, the last 3 months?
Yes. I feel like, well, I can go both ways with this, okay? So a couple of positive things. The biggest thing, I feel like more time with my kids. Mm-hmm. So, by my son, you know, the school year being cut short, having more time at home with them, you know, saving money.
Oh, girl.
My God, y'all, I save so fucking money just by not doing anything. Because I am the type of parent where every weekend, I was taking my kids somewhere. Like, okay, what y'all want to do?
I missed it.
So, you know, so it's like I save money by that. On the other side of the good thing that came out of that was I got the motherfucking squirrels, them snakes out of my motherfucking circle, okay? The real star shining through, you know? Who the fuck you're quarantining with?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's a different story, different story.
Girl,
so the point is, I think, like, those are the great things that came out of it. Money, saving money, more time with my kids, and getting those snakes.
Yeah, getting them squares out your circle. That's right.
Yes.
I agree with you 100% on spending more time with the kids. I'm just gonna be honest. I feel like quarantine has, like, jailed my family, if that makes sense. You know, like, the five of us being here with each other every day, trying to, you know, make each other stay positive, have fun, get through this. I think definitely brings us all closer. It has brought us closer. Even my little one. The youngest son, girl, and first of all, these middle kids, I don't know about y'all middle kids, this middle kid bad as hell, but he antisocial, but during this time, he's come out of his shell a little bit, you know, because he's spending more time with his mom, his dad, his brothers, you know, and even with me and my husband, girl, we back playing, like, card games and doing things that, you know, we didn't do before, just re-gelling and reconnecting as a family.
Yeah.
So I think that's been real good. I do agree with saving money because, like, you know, I'm the type of mama where I want to, even if it's ice cream or, you know, it's just like going to the zoo. Like, I do want to get out the house.
Yeah.
And so definitely saving that money, trying to find other ways to get them out the house, of course. But I do feel like I've seen a lot of families, you know, really kind of coming together during this time.
Yes.
And if you're not coming together, I kind of feel like it's what you said then. that's just probably not, that's not your lane. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, if you find yourself during this quarantine, like, getting into it with your spouse or your friends or what have you,
yeah,
maybe y'all can go party. You know, y'all got to actually talk.
Right.
And y'all don't have nothing to talk about. You know,
right.
I feel like it's really
it's revealing
feeling.
Some shit.
Yes.
It's
there
revealing
you go.
Some shit. Yeah.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah.
So, what do you think is to come? Like, or have you even thought that far? Like, what's to come?
You know, honestly, the only thing I keep thinking is it has to be better. Now,
yeah.
I don't know when that better is going to come. I don't know if 2020 is going to pull it for us. You know what I'm saying? It
right.
may have to be 2021, but I feel like this is going to test us, but it's going to make us stronger. We're going to, those of
Absolutely.
Us that can survive this are going to come out on the other side so much stronger, so much wiser. I think we're going to be more appreciative of life.
Yes,
and being able, yeah, just being grateful for small things, because I think that's something that, like, I really miss, like, just going to the movie, you know what I'm
yeah,
saying? So
absolutely.
When I can go to the movie again and I don't have to wear a mask and I don't have to mm-hmm. feel unsafe or worry about my children, I just think we're going to feel just so much better once
yeah.
we get to the other side.
Yeah. Yep. I agree. So that is all I have. I do have some do's and don'ts. Like,
okay.
the biggest do, I would say, is to take a moment and make sure you're okay.
Mm-hmm.
Don't keep just going.
Yeah.
Like, I honestly feel like we all slow down. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Quarantine and everything that's been going on, it slowed us down. So now that you do have this time, just take a minute and make
yeah.
sure you're okay. You
right,
know what I mean?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And like you had said earlier, you know, that doesn't make you weak. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To have to reevaluate your mental health and to think about some shit.
Right.
Because I'll tell you all, you know, it was an incident that happened not too far from me where these women at Applebee's had got shot up by this random man. And I'm
heard
not gonna
about
lie to
that.
Y'all. That's been bothering me because I couldn't wrap my mind. I don't know these women.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the shooter. No, you know, relation, or I don't know these people. However,
yeah.
that's been something that's sitting on my heart ever since I found out about
yeah.
them. And I think
yeah.
it's been sitting on me heavy because I'm just like, what would possess somebody to just kill somebody? Like, just
yeah.
randomly.
Yeah.
You know? And it just hasn't been sitting well with me. I'm not going to lie to y'all. Because
mm-hmm.
it was so random. And I just be thinking, like, that could easily be me, my mom, my family,
yeah.
my friends.
Yes.
You know
yes.
what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
and that point, you know. Real quick, because I know you give your do's and don'ts, but that point really makes me think about, we heard about today, Baby Huey.
Yeah.
You know, being killed. And I think a lot of times when people think about, okay, this is a rapper or, you know, what have you, but that's somebody's son. You know, that's somebody's father, somebody's brother. And I'm just so tired of seeing rest in peace next to
yeah.
our people. You
Absolutely.
Know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
That's what's been bothering me more than anything. That
yes.
I'm tired of that. I'm tired
yeah.
of us. Like, let us grow old, y'all.
Yeah.
Like, let us grow old. Let us, like, get through this. At least we try to deal with COVID. I don't want to have to see family members or friends or even
yeah.
strangers, you know, that's
yeah.
losing their lives over
due
nonsense.
To senseless violence. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I just, you know.
Oh, Lord.
It's
yeah.
sad. So,
yeah.
yeah. You have any do's for them?
Yeah.
Or
that's
your do?
That's the do. Take a moment
okay.
for yourself.
Okay.
Don't be so quick to anger.
That's
what I think the real issue is with these people that are like snapping out, because again, like, I remember we did a Hot Topic and we kind of talked about I was like, these people up here fighting, we ain't gonna be able to get out of quarantine. And it's like
yeah.
the fighting has not slowed down. Okay.
Wow.
You see about 10 fight videos a day. So it's just like, really, let's just be slow to anger. And I know
yeah.
that's just easier said than done.
Yeah.
But like we just said, this time, you let reveal. Okay, this time is revealing who the fuck
mm-hmm.
needs to be around you and who don't.
Right.
So if you around motherfuckers that's pushing you to that point where you want to go out there and wrestle, go ahead and move them out your
fucking
go ahead and get up off your seat, please. Thank you. Thanks.
Yeah, but that's
like,
real.
No.
That's
so.
Real.
Did you have any do's or don'ts?
I do have a do for sure, and that's check on y'all people.
Come on.
Like, you know, like you said, you know, your friend may be going through something. I think during this time, we all getting to a point where we kind of getting into a bubble. Well, we should, you know, because you got to protect your mental health, but at the same time, everybody don't have nobody. Like, you might not have, your friend might not have a boyfriend or a girlfriend, or they may not have their mother or whatever it is. Like, check on your people, because like I said again, it's a good time to spread some love, even to strangers. Like, I feel like we've connected so much lately, you and I, with people we don't even know. But absolutely. Just reminding these people that, you know, somebody love y'all, somebody care about y'all, somebody want to see y'all doing good. So, you know, spread that positivity. The only don't I would have is, let me think on that. I would say, don't get so caught up in like the news and the politics and all that, that you let them people drive you crazy. Because seeing these trolls on social media, they be trying to like, they be about to make me go there. Like, you know, people be saying things, even people that's close to you, you know, they saying things online that's really kind of boil you up. But y'all, we got too much to worry about. We got too much other stuff to stress about. To deal with somebody that, like, cause what I've learned really during this time is some people is just stupid. Just stupid. Like, it's I can't get them to understand what I understand or what I think, or can't get them to agree. So don't waste y'all energy.
Yeah, and I think it's another thing that what I've realized, and I, you know, when I was like working on myself and all this stuff, I realized that everybody doesn't have the same mental capacity. I guess the same as you say, it's stupid.
Like, I went straight to they stupid. Exactly.
Everybody's not going to think the same way that I think. So it's kind of like, you can definitely express your viewpoint. They may come with you on, they may be vibrating on low frequency, you know? So it's just, y'all not going to be like,
Don't even let that shit stress you out. Just, on to the next. Okay, well, y'all, this was like a quick special episode for us. We just wanted to come and just really give y'all some, just some real truth, some real honesty. Couple of ways y'all can reach us. You can hit us up on Facebook, Talk That Talk with Nisha and Bree on Facebook. We are on YouTube, Brittany and Tanisha on YouTube. We are on Instagram, talk underscore podcast on Instagram. So then when I be having to do a little rap or something,
but, at the beat.
Exactly. And then you can also email us talkthattalkpc@gmail.com.
Until next time, bye.